Should circuses be banned from using animals in their acts? Animal Defence International have called on the government to bring in a ban on wild animals and circuses ahead of the general election. They claim they have filmed circus cats exhibiting behaviour called circus madness, pacing up and down their tiny cells, indicating that they're not coping with their unnatural lives. David Duffy from Duffy Circus is with us this morning. Morning to you, David.
Hi, good
morning. Now, the cats ADI filmed were not in your circus.
Yeah.
But you do have animals, obviously, in your show because you're a circus. And John Kermode is with us, the campaign coordinator for Irish Animals Group, ARAN. Am I pronouncing that right, John?
It's ARAN, the Animal Rights Action Network, Stephen.
ARAN, right.
ARAN.
Like a
right.
jumper.
Well, yeah, or the island itself.
Tell us, set this out for us, what you're saying, John.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're having this discussion because it's pretty current, and I know we didn't really get a chance to talk much about it on your programme a couple of weeks ago, which I absolutely did appreciate you having. With regards to the statement that Animal Defenders International just sent in to you in relation to the tigers at Jolly Circus, believe it or not, those very same tigers were actually performing in Duffy Circus last year. They were the very tigers I spoke about on your TV show. Now, in the footage that you can see of the tigers, they're literally going around and around and around in circles. And since those tigers left Duffy's, one of them sadly died in the UK. So basically, they left Duffy's circus and one of the tigers died. But I want to talk about the bigger picture here.
Well, let's let David Duffy respond to that and then we can talk about the bigger issue because you've made it specific straight away. Go ahead, David.
John is correct what he says, that the lions and tigers that are with Jolly Circus at the moment are some of the tigers that were performing with us for the last number of years.
What's the bigger issue, John?
Well, there's a very, very big issue here, and I think we need to talk about this. Okay, look, if you want to first of all focus on the use of tigers, I mean, I brought to your attention as well a couple of weeks ago on your show that when Duffy Circus had the tigers they had last year, these animals were travelling for years. Their lives consisted of cages, and we heard on every God-given occasion David Duffy coming out saying that there was no problems with these tigers. They were absolutely happy, and of course, the usual line, they were well taken care of, almost saying that it was perfectly right to use these animals and keep them in the cages. People need to take this very seriously. We're not saying that circuses should wrap up and close up and shut up. We're not saying that. But what we are saying is that the tide is closing in on top of circuses that use animals. If you look at countries all over the world, they're all bringing in legislation. They've either passed legislation here in the South. We've had already 9 councils that overwhelmingly passed motions to ban the use of animals in circuses. We're also seeing a huge amount of people that are now starting to, you know, vote with their feet, and they're now starting to stay away from any circuses that use animals. But that's not to say that David Duffy is going to come out with his 100,000+ people going to the circus.
Go on, David.
He seems to be the biggest, you know, business that's doing well in it.
Well, let's let him speak. Go on, David.
See, this I mean, like, you know, like for 20 years, it must be at least 20 years now, I've been having these discussions with John. And John has been telling me for 20 years that my business is in jeopardy and that nobody is going to support circuses with animals. But the fact is, Stephen, that we're still flourishing. I mean, you know, John is saying, you know, I'm going to come up with this, that there's 160,000 people coming to our circus. On Monday, we actually take delivery of a new big top and a bigger big top from Italy.
It doesn't make it right, David, does it?
Well, you see, Stephen, again, we've had this conversation.
There is demand for lots of things that are wrong and morally wrong in any country. The fact that there is demand does not make it right.
Yeah, but Stephen, I will defend my case to the last that I don't think it's wrong. I think if our animals are well looked after, I think if they're cared for, I think if they're loved, I think if they're not stressed in the environment that they are in, I don't think there is a problem.
You see, now, this is where I have a problem with David Duffy as well. And in all due respect, hideous statements. It almost appears that if the animals are given food and water, that everything is okay. Well, I'm sorry, it's not.
No,
because
John, I'm not saying...
Going, let me speak for just 2 seconds, David, because you had a lot of time a couple of weeks ago to talk. Okay, a couple of things I want to talk about here, because this is pretty serious. You go on the whole time about animals, so long as they're well fed and watered, that everything seems to be okay. But you know instinctively that that's not right. First of all, you're carrying sea lions all over the country in the back of pool of a... back of the pool of water. In the wild, these animals wouldn't live like that. You've denied these animals everything that is natural to them. They can't express anything that is natural to them either. And with regards to people going to your circus, a lot of those people are still not aware of the suffering animals go through as a result of being confined.
John,
a lot of things here. And not only just that, a lot of people can't see the psychological damage and the depression animals go through when they're confined in circuses. If they could speak and tell you exactly how they feel, I'm sure you'd hang
their heads. Well, they can't speak, so how do you know they're depressed?
Well, we can only go, for instance, in the footage that Animal Defenders International is after releasing of, we'll say, the tigers going around and around in circles. That's the only way that poor animal can almost say it, you know, to someone that it's just not right. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell, to know that carrying sea lions, and forgive me, I have a sore throat, to drag sea lions around in the back of a pool of water is okay.
Have you sea lions, David Duffy?
Yes, yes, we have sea lions on the show, yes.
And how are they looked after?
They're looked after very well. And again, John keeps going on about we're dragging animals around. There is animals being transported around the country every day, whether it's in the livestock business or the horse business. Our equipment, our transport has been checked by the Department of Agriculture, and they're well satisfied with the conditions. We haven't
unnatural conditions.
Sea lions of anything.
How big is the space? How big is the space? How big is the space that the sea lions actually have to swim in?
They have two. They have two tanks. They have one of 80,000 litres and one of 30,000 litres. Now, Stephen, after we spoke on your show 5 weeks ago, the day afterwards, we had an unannounced visit from the Belfast welfare officer. She came and she looked at her animals. She was more than happy with the condition. She was more than happy with their environment, how they acted, how they reacted to people.
Well, when you say she was more than happy, of course, that inspector will have been working within legislation. Whether she was happy or not is a different question. It's whether you've actually been adhering to the legislation. But in terms of the unnatural environment that any circus provides, you cannot argue that it is anything but unnatural. By its very definition, it's unnatural.
Yeah, but I can argue that the specific animals that are on our circus are more than content. I mean, different animals react to different environments, just as humans do. But so if there was an animal, if the animals were stressed on our circus, we couldn't have them. I wouldn't have an animal that was stressed, Stephen. If the animals are content and they show no signs of stress, well, then I am perfectly happy with that, as is all the people.
And you monitor your animals for stress, do you?
Pardon?
You monitor your animals for stress.
Of course we do. And
no,
hold on. And how many years have Duffy's been going now?
Since the late 1800s. We have been we have been touring Ireland every year since the late 1800s.
And since the late 1800s, how many animals have you identified with stress?
One.
Wow.
So
you monitor them every day for stress, and since the late 1800s, your assessment has identified one. That's quite remarkable.
One animal, and the fact that animal actually was a horse, and then we couldn't keep the horse on the surface.
Right. Do you not think that's statistically a little bit low?
Pardon?
Do you not think that's statistically a little bit low? Do you not think you need to look at your monitoring procedures? Because there would be a natural level within any species of animals or indeed human beings who would be symptomatic of being overly stressed. You've identified one since the late 1800s.
Yes, this is one, Stephen. I can only go back 53 years, I'm afraid. I can't go back the rest.
Have you identified any in the last 53 years?
Yes, one horse that wasn't capable of being on the circus, and that was because of whatever existence the horse had before he came to us. We were told that the horse was nervous, and I'd done my best with him for a few months, and then I realised that the horse was too nervous.
And just another question, David. You currently see lions, but like, would you bring any other species back in the future? Like, I don't know, big cats, lions, tigers.
Of course I would, yes. I mean, obviously this is all going to come down to whether legislation is going to be brought in. John, up to a few weeks ago, and all the rest of the animal rights organisations were all crusade that England was going to bring in a ban, but now that didn't happen. Now, the animals that are actually in circuses, the wild animals in circuses in England, are performing under a license. And I would be delighted with that situation, Stephen. I mean, I have said to you before, I absolutely do not tolerate, I absolutely do not condone animal cruelty. I don't condone animals.
Can you come back in here again so that we can...
I don't condone animals being beaten. Okay. I don't condone cruel training.
Mr. Duffy, we've heard you now again.
I would be delighted for legislation to be brought in that there is more stringent tests and examinations done of animals.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that now as well. Let's talk about that as well, David Duffy. You talk about an inspection you had a couple of weeks ago. I think it's the biggest load of rubbish I've heard to date, and that's the God's honest truth, and I'll tell you why.
Because it doesn't agree with what you have to say.
No. Let me hear me out, okay, on this one.
Okay.
That inspector that visited his circus went in whilst they're in Northern Ireland, and she spent, I don't know, was it a half an hour, 45
minutes? Hold on a minute. I'm not going to start getting into the specific details of how that person carried out her inspection, because I don't have it in front of me. Yes. I've made that decision. We're not talking about that inspection. Make a wider point. Go ahead, John.
I am. But what I'm trying to say to you is that she went in and she...
I've told you we're not talking... Right, we're done. Thank you, John. Thank you, David. Cheerio. I chair this. You don't. Thank you. Good morning.